Welcome to Stuff Electricians Should Know. I am your host, John Workman, and welcome to another day of the 30 Days of Cody. I hope that you have been enjoying this. I've really enjoyed putting out a podcast every day. Hopefully it's been useful. Hopefully you've learned a little bit of something. In June, we're probably going to be going back to the regularly scheduled once a week podcasts. I can put together a little higher quality, a little longer form information for you. But thinking about maybe adding to the mix one day a week also, just a quick little, you know, 2 or 3 minute question from Cody or question for Cody. So we will explore that a little further as we go on. But let's go ahead and ask Cody his question for today. So Cody, question is, do I have to support temporary wire installs? And I asked Cody this question because I know sometimes when it's temporary, we can think to ourselves that really doesn't matter and it's no big deal. It's temp. So we're just going to throw it up, get things done, and then tear it back down. Here is Cody's answer. Yes, according to Section 590.4J of the NEC, they need to be supported and protected from physical damage. Please refer to the NEC. So if you have any more questions about supporting your temporary wire installs, head over to 590.4J and you can learn a little bit more about that. So thanks for tuning in to today's 30 Days of Cody. We're, like I say, we're winding down the clock on this month, but hopefully you're getting some value out of it, and hopefully you've headed over to electricianslibrary.com/Cody, C-O-D-E-Y, and learned all about Cody. So as we get ready to wind this down, I hope you tune in tomorrow for another episode, and I hope you stay grounded.